It's all about Winx, her final serious gallop yesterday being Tuesday morning. Then there's the big media call out there, nice and early for the media. Just about 5:30, Winx going through her paces. And then, of course, Chris Waller and Huey Bowman will be available. Hi, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend, of course. As you said, that early media call tomorrow, I won't be there, but I'm sure a heap of people will be. And it's always good to see her nice and bright and early, but had her final series gallop this morning, scooted home well that last 400 metres, and all reports are very positive. Hugh Bowman very happy with her, and of course she'll have that little spin around tomorrow as well, but this morning her last final series piece of work. So yeah, all systems go for Saturday, and looking forward to the final fields today and to see what accepts and decides to go up against the great mare.
Light Fingers Stakes on Saturday. A bit of money around for Miss Fabulous.
Yeah, it's been the well-back runner this weekend. 450 into 250 in that all-in market. So punters really keen to circle her out in the Light Fingers Stakes. A good race, though. A host of really good horses returning. But she's always promised the world this filly. And she probably threw the flight stakes away. It's fair to say last preparation through bad manners throughout the race. So her win prior to that was simply outstanding, and all reports are glowing, and the punter's really happy to back her into 250 in the all-in. So be interesting to see what price the bookies put up final field after that they all accept today for that Light Fingers Stakes.
And Brad, we're about to see the brother to the flying machine, Lankan Rupay.
Yeah, well, he was really good yesterday at the Gosford Track Royal Stage. Saluted there. He sat outside the leader, and then Timmy Clark kicked for home about 250 out. So they paid $1.8 million for him as a yearling. He fell ill as a 2-year-old. So they were able to get the chocolates there on debut, and hopefully we'll see him graduate to city class and see what he can do there. That's a Royal Stage one to look out for there, the brother, the Lankan Rupay.
And when the trainer's part of the ownership team, I guess you can have that patience, right?
Exactly,
you pay
right.
$1.8 million.
Adrian Voss in the ownership there. So good luck to everyone involved there when they pay big money for a horse. You hope that they get a return. But nice way to kick off his career, and hopefully he can go through the grades and end up in town and keep on going.
We were talking earlier about which jockey is going to ride at 44 kilos, and that was for
Chris
the Light Fingers, the 2-year-old?
Yeah, Chris Casata is going to ride at 44 kilos for this 2-year-old in the Lightning, which is, I didn't think anyone weighed 44 kilos, Brad.
Gee, that's amazing, isn't it? 44 kilos, unbelievable.
So that's the 2-year-olds. Yeah, we had those not that long ago. Yeah, we chatted with Adam Pengelly about it, with the 2-year-olds running the Lightning. It's a big throw at the stumps, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, of course. But, this is a great thing about racing, isn't it? You know, that these options are open to trainers, and if they feel the horse is fitting well, then, have a crack with that lightweight, and always adds plenty of interest to the race when they're going around with, such a lightweight. So, we know back in the days, they probably used to do it a lot more, didn't they? These young horses racing up against the older horses, and we saw a much bigger spread in the weight. So, good to see, and hopefully the horse runs well for connections.
I think 3 2-year-olds have won the Lightning, the last one back in 1977.
There you go. So it's possible.
Yes, it is possible. What's possible at Warwick Farm today, mate?
Just a couple of horses at each way odds. I must admit the confidence levels aren't as high as in recent weeks. A bit of a tricky program there, so I'll just be specking today. But race 7, number 11, Our Revenue, I made it the best value on the card at around the $10 mark. I really liked her run at Canterbury last time out. She was second quickest last 600 of the day and had to go right back to last from the wide draw. So drawn a bit better here today. I thought she could sit a little touch closer to them. And she did beat Zazidio home 2 starts back and meets that horse 9.5 kilos better today for doing so. So she's really well weighted, and I think at the $10 she'll run a good race on an each way basis. And the other one, race 1, number 6, Monogol, takes on Final Award, who we tipped on the program last week, who got the job done for us there at the good odds. But look, you've got to take about $1.60 Final Award now. He should be hard to beat, but I'm just happy to spec Monogol here at the $7. Okay. I think she'll find the front, and her win at the Sapphire Coast last start over the mile was dominant, and all her runs this preparation have actually been really good. So she might be able to measure up in town here at the each way odds of $7.
Good on you, mate. Race 7, number 11, Our Revenue at $10 is the best roughie, and the next best, race 1, number 6, Monogol at $7. Thanks, Brad Davidson.
Thanks, guys.